Welcome to Giants.com. Anita Marks here with Paul DiTino and John Schmalk. This is your Giants wrap-up report. Of course, we talked offense and defense the past 2 days. Now we're talking special teams. And Paul, let's kick it off, no pun intended, with Lawrence Tynes. Started off the season great. Actually owned Lawrence Tynes on a number of my fantasy football leagues, and he won some big-time games for me. Unfortunately, towards the end of the season, he was missing some field goals from, like, 30 yards out. What happened? What went wrong with Tynes at the end of the season?
By the way, he won a few big games for the Giants in the last 5 years, too. Not just you.
Right.
So Tom Copp was pretty happy about that. But, yeah, he had three consecutive games with at least one missed field goal there down the stretch. And the Giants were very puzzled by that because two of them were less than 40 yards. And that's not what you need from your kicker. Now, Tynes for the season hit on 85% of his kicks. But if you look at the rest of the league, that's what guys are doing nowadays. They're in the high 80s anyway. Lawrence Tynes is an unrestricted free agent. His kickoffs have gotten better. But here's the thing, folks. You have to figure out now, the top 10 kickers in this league are making a minimum of $2 million a year. Tynes' last deal with the Giants when he signed here after Kansas City was for $7 million for 5 years. So you're talking about a hefty boost if he's going to get up into that $2 million range. Quite honestly, I don't know if the Giants want to spend that much on a place kicker. This is going to be a very interesting negotiation.
Well, let's talk about the punter. That's Steve Weatherford. John, the Giants, they put the franchise tag on him, but then agreed to a great five-year deal. He has been probably the silver lining in this very disappointing 9-7 season for the Giants. When you look in the dictionary under Coffin Corner, there's a photograph of Steve Weatherford. But he's just been money. He's been absolutely money this year.
Yeah, Steve Weatherford has been great. And long-term deal, you mentioned, he's not going anywhere. He's exactly the type of punter that the Giants want and need. He can spot the ball inside the 20. He can hit those sidelines. And when you need it, he can put some extra juice into the ball and change field position as well. The Giants have no complaints about Steve Weatherford. I want to touch real quickly on one of the special teams guy, though, and that's Zach Diassi. I thought his snapping this year was a little bit more inconsistent than we've seen in years past.
True.
We've seen Weatherford bail him out on a couple of bad snaps on field goals. I think the Giants like to see him become a little bit more consistent next year.
All right, guys, let's talk about the exciting part of the game, and that's kick return. We saw David Wilson. Again, the young man is so fast. And he's so explosive. But you said, it was pretty interesting, when we were talking about the offense, you see David Wilson taking a much more, I guess, larger role.
15 touches a game, I'd say, yeah.
So does he continue to return kicks next season, Paul?
How can you pull him off the kick return game? He was just so good, folks. You know, we saw the 97-yard touchdown return against New Orleans earlier this year. I think for the season he was over 26 yards a kickoff return, which put him in the top five or six, I believe, in the league. I don't see how, knowing how important field position is to head coach Tom Coughlin, that the Giants can even think about pulling David Wilson off when he produced as he did. Now, at the same time, you do run the risk of injury. You know, John's talking about getting Wilson more involved in the offense. I get that. But unless somebody explodes in August, the training camp, I think David Wilson has to keep doing it.
From kick returns to punt returns, we saw Reuben Randall get in there and get some action, as well as Dominic Hixon. Some question marks whether or not Dominic Hixon will return and be a part of this team. But your thoughts moving forward in punt return?
I don't think we're going to see Reuben Randall there much next year. I think the Giants want to really utilize him as a third wide receiver, use him more on offense. And for that reason, I think Dominic Hixon is a no-brainer to come back next year. He's valuable as a special teams guy. But for the Giants, he knows the system. Eli is comfortable with him. And really, he had a better season than a lot of the other Giant wide receivers had this year. I think we'll be back next year with a bigger role on special teams, and he will be involved on punt returns heavily. The other guy Jerry Reese mentioned on his press conference on Monday that could be involved a lot more on punt returns is Jerron Hosley, a guy who did it in college, is very explosive, had a little trouble catching the ball in training camp. If he can get that squared away, I think he could also play a big role in punt return next year as well.
John Schmalk, Anita Marks, and Paul DiTino, for all of us here, part of the Giants broadcast team, we wish you a very happy and healthy 2013. Stay tuned to Giants.com throughout the very busy offseason with free agency as well as the NFL draft. We'll be here for you.